UW-Madison researchers have tested a map they put out 6 years ago that showed verified reports of where gray wolves attacked livestock in the state. The updated findings showed that risk map predicted the geographic area of about 90% of subsequent attacks. Lead author and environmental studies professor Adrian Treves says the model works and should lead to more non-lethal prevention.
Things that farmers can do for themselves, and sometimes the state can help them pay for, so that no animals are killed, livestock nor wolves.
Treves says the methods include more use of guard dogs, electric fencing, or flags that deter wolves. The maps and findings are published in the journal PLOS One. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.